Hello.
Hi, Carol. This is Sarah with Family First. I'm sorry for the delayed contact. I do have a caregiver who is accepted your who has accepted your case. She's ready to go, and she is able to come tomorrow to make up for today's missed visit if you would like her to.
No. Of course, I have the nurse coming tomorrow and somebody else, so that would be just, you know,
okay.
So tomorrow is not good.
Okay, is there another day that you want her to come to make up for today, or do you want to just keep it to Friday?
Just Friday for this week will be fine,
okay.
But does she do Saturdays?
I don't see why she wouldn't. I would, I'll ask her about it. Do you want to change the scheduled days?
No, this week I need Friday, but I was thinking about in a couple weeks. My grandchildren do a lot of activities on Saturday, and I never can go to them, you know?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's start her on Friday, and then you can have a conversation with her. And if there's ever a Saturday that you need covered, as long as you give me a few days, I will be able to cover it, okay?
Okay, can you tell me where she's coming from?
Of course. Let me pull up her profile. She's coming from Wellington Street in Philadelphia, 19149.
Yeah, that's not too far away.
Yeah, it's not too far. I think it's only like a 15-minute drive or so.
Do you think she's reliable?
I've never had an issue with her, you know. I mean, she's been working with us since 2023, so she should be fine.
Okay, because I just need somebody that if they're not going to come that day, they need to let me know.
Okay.
Because Tracy, you know, we had a couple instances where she
didn't
show up.
Yeah, she was saying that it was a miscommunication, that something about you had said that you didn't need her one day, and then
Well, I admit that one day might have been miscommunication on my part.
I apologize for that,
last Monday, it was 10:15, and I texted her. And she texted me back and said, no, I have a bad cold.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I need somebody that if they're not going to show,
of course.
I need to know.
Yeah. I'll definitely reiterate that with her and make sure she has your direct contact info in case of anything like that in the future. Okay.
So but is she just going to come Monday, Friday then?
Yeah. She'll come on Friday this week. And I'll keep her scheduled Monday and Friday. Just on the days that you're going to need her on Saturdays, just let me know so I can move it from the Monday hours, okay?
And she knows what my husband's needs are?
Yes. I'll tell you exactly what I sent her. Because I have it right here. That he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He needs help with bathing, dressing, grooming, meal prep, mobility, toileting, supervision to ensure personal safety. She's aware of his communication problems and that he – is there anything else? I think that was it, right?
No. That sounds good. He does have to do like a couple easy exercises.
Okay.
From the physical therapist, but
that's fine. I'm sure as long as you show her what she needs to do, I don't think that'll be a problem at all.
Okay.
All right? And if anything comes up, just give me a call. You have my number. Okay.
Just tell me her first name so I know who I'm looking at.
Vanya. And I'll text you her name and contact info. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Sarah.
All right, Carol. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.